If I say to you, Cedici Mapeci Tifi, what do you think I'm saying?
You sound Italian, but I don't know what you're saying, Carl.
I'm saying, are you serious? Whose side are you on anyway? Some Italian sporting tips there, because of course the World Cup's underway. Is it finished yet? Have we won? England's competition starts tomorrow night when we play Italy at 11 o'clock UK time. Now, they're passionate about their football, these Italians. Here's how to commentate on a football game, Italian style.
Sedor si accentra, tiro, tiro, gol! 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 E andiamo! Thomason, gol! 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 Riccardo! E andiamo! E andiamo! E andiamo!
I have to fade that out now, it's getting on my nose. But yeah, you get the picture. Let's hope there's not too much of that tomorrow night. Let's hope it's just English people shouting goal.
Oh, well, you know, that I thought it was great, actually. That would encourage me to watch the football and get involved. I quite liked that. We sent Anna Pikett, our reporter, out to the Dolce Italian Bakery in Hull to feel the passion in person.
Morning. How are you, Anne?
I'm
welcome.
Very well, thank you. Hello, Ricardo. And I've arrived at your bakery, and doesn't it smell lovely in here?
It's lovely, lovely place. Nice to meet you anyway.
So what have you been baking this morning? Should we go on through?
Oh, yes. Come and have a look.
So we're going through the bakery. We see lots of yummy artefacts on. Oh, Ricardo just clashed into the bin there. Oh, you've been kneading some dough.
Yes, this is the specialty bread we do here. We do all sorts of baking goods. Yeah. At the moment, I'm doing an olive bread.
That sounds fantastic. I might stick around for my breakfast after this.
Yes, we could do a breakfast for you. We could arrange a type of catering as well, if you could.
I think I'm probably making listeners across East Yorkshire and Northern Lincolnshire jealous. But anyway, Ricardo, how did you come to be in Hull? Because you're from southern Italy.
I am from Puglia region. The town is called Andria, and we are 120,000 people. And I came over here just to see a friend, and I stayed.
And you ended up living here and starting up a business.
Yes, this was a must. When I lost my job and with the money I had, I started to do this type of job, yes.
And what are the differences between southern Italy and Hull?
Not quite. People are friendly here and it's good to live here.
And how do you... Well, you are a big football fan, aren't you? So how are you feeling this morning ahead of the big game tomorrow? Are you excited about the World Cup?
Certainly, I am. We are proud as a football nation, and I'm stick with Italy to win the World Cup. But because I have my second half, she's from Hull, and I will support England as well.
So, is it going to be high tensions in your house tomorrow night? What's the plan? Where are you going to watch the game?
The plan is neighbours in my house watching the Italian TV.
Ah, okay. So it's going to be you and Italian commentators. And will that make any sense for the whole people watching?
Because we're going to split in two parts and we can have a double area to watch the footballs, and we can have two TVs, one Italian commentator and one English commentator.
Oh, I see. And
The party is going to go along both sides.
And what are your predictions?
Maybe a draw, 1-1.
That's a bit diplomatic.
I reckon, but, you know, in the bottom of my heart, maybe 2-1 for Italy.
It seems that no one ever favours Italy, but actually, I think I've been doing a bit of research, and they're the most successful European team. They've won 4 times.
Yes, certainly. We always do things underground.
Okay, all right. Right, well, Carl and Sarah, I'm going to go and have a bite of breakfast. Join me again in probably about an hour's time when Ricardo is going to be teaching me some Italian football phrases. So tune in then.
We will.
Hello again, Carl. Hello again, Sarah. And since you last spoke to me, Ricardo has been teaching me to knead some dough. So I'm going to have a go at it now. Right, so what do I do first?
Hannah, we try to stretch this dough and we try to make it into a ball.
So the idea is to sort of roll it.
Roll it, exactly.
If you can hear that. Rolling round, so it's sort of like just twisting my hand around, my palm around. How's that looking? It's feeling nice and fluffy.
Yes, just a little bit more.
Am I going too quickly?
No, it's fine. Okay.
Okay.
Nice, lovely. The balls are all in the tray, and now we can bake.
Okay, so we put it in the oven.
Let me open the oven.
Lovely. Oh, nice and hot. Oh, so they're in now. What temperature do we need to put it?
Temperature 250, and it's going to go for about 40 minutes.
Okay, so we've got 40 minutes until we can eat our bread.
Yes.
What are we going to do? I've got an idea. Why don't you teach me some Italian football phrases?
We can do that, Anna.
So tomorrow night, when you're watching the game at your neighbour's house on your Italian television, what will you be shouting? What are some common phrases?
I will say something about... Oh no, that's got to be a penalty, surely.
Right, okay, so how do I say that?
That means, oh no, arbitro, questo è sicuramente rigore.
Oh my goodness, right, okay. No, questo è sicuramente rigore. How's that?
Brava, Anna.
Does that make sense?
Certainly.
I feel like you're being diplomatic again. Okay, so often in football games, fans tend to disagree with the referee. So how would I say, come on, you must be joking, ref?
We can say, ma stai scherzando, arbitro? Non segna neanche a porta vuota. He couldn't score in the front of an open goal.
Right, okay. So say that again for me slowly.
Ma stai scherzando, arbitro? Non segna neanche a porta vuota.
Ma sta nascosto, arbitro. Non segna neanche a porta vuota.
No, non è corretto.
Okay, what did I do wrong?
Try to be concentrated and try to be slowly in what
I
you
often
say.
Get told to concentrate.
Ma stai scherzando?
Ma stai scherzando?
Arbitro.
Arbitro.
Referee.
Non segna neanche.
Non segna neanche.
Brava.
A porta vuota.
A porta vuota.
A open goal. Yeah, well done.
Oh,
well done.
So I'm learning something.
Well done. Brava.
Okay, so if someone scores a fantastic goal, what do you say?
Golazzo!
Golazzo! What's that mean?
Grandissimo goal. Ma we'll try, Hannah. My English friend, you don't recognize a good hard tackle when you see one.
Right, okay. Ooh, getting a bit touchy now, are we? So, amico inglese, non se distinguere un castrato duro ma corretto quando lo vede. How's that? Come on, that was pretty good.
Pretty good.
Would all your Italian friends back home and know what I was talking about?
It needs a little bit of improvement, but we can do that.
Okay, right. Well, Carl and Sarah, it's obviously emerged that I'm not very good at speaking Italian. I am good at kneading dough, however, so I'm going to get back to some baking now. It's all set for a very, very close game tomorrow. England, Italy. I hope you'll be watching.